23. Francisca Garcia Mir, trade unionist, feminist, and victim of reprisal. Known as Pausa, Francisca worked in the orange industry of central importance to Castillo. In fact, there were several women's unions engaged in this work. Already in 1913, the socialist society El Despertar Femenino, or Women's Awakening, had approved its first regulation. The aim was not only to improve the female members' working conditions, but also those of the female workers in other sectors. Thus, they demanded a fairer wage with respect to men's and fought against the mistreatment and abuse suffered from masters and managers. Women were able to join the union from the age of 16, but they couldn't vote in meetings until they turned 18, although they were listened to. Even if the whole board consisted of women, the party men were still responsible for the financial issues. Francisca was president of the Workers' Centre of Castelló, linked to the Socialist Party, or UGT, where the women involved in the orange harvest were registered. She was married to Pascual Lavalle Juncosa, and once the war was over, both she and her husband were accused of helping the rebellion. Moreover, Francisca was accused of attending anti-fascist demonstrations and participating in several violent incidents. Even though both denied the charges, they were eventually sentenced to death. In 1946, the sentence was commuted to 20 years and one day, although a year later she was finally released. Francisca died in 1986 at the age of 89. Committed to fighting for equality between men and women, she was yet another victim of Franco's repression.